Robbie, thanks for joining us.
No worries, boys.
Have you kicked the winning goal before?
No, I haven't actually. So, yeah, it's a pretty nice feeling.
Righto, Gricky, take us through it. You set it up. Ryder's tap, unbelievable. Were you surprised at the lack of attention coming your way at that stoppage from your St Kilda opponents?
Yeah, I suppose we've been hitting a lot in front throughout the night, so obviously we had to roll the dice a little bit, so we obviously communicated, and you know, it just happened to open up there really nicely. I mean, they don't always come off like that. They rarely do, actually. So Paddy's hit was unbelievable, and you know, it was pleasing that I was able to finish it off.
And I reckon you had a bit of adrenaline pumping through you. You knew you had to get just inside 50. It took one of your best kicks, and you just made it. You took those couple of extra steps to kick from about 48.
Yeah, I'm not a long kick at all, so I took every step I could, and I was a bit nervous, actually, that it might have got touched. So, you know, I think it was pretty close, but, you know, just a massive result for the club, so it's awesome.
So just for the listeners, how does it work? Is it just a bit of a nod and a wink between you and Ryder, the ruckman, or have you just got a... Is it instinctive? You just knew he was going to hit it there?
Nah, we just sort of made eye contact before, and, you know, you sort of... trying to sort it out. So I asked him to hit it there, and we sort of went back and forth a little bit, but then he, you know, we ended up deciding to do that, and, you know, thankfully it came off.
Well, it certainly did, Robbie. From my point of view, 30 seconds makes an enormous difference on your season, because now you guys go into next week chock full of confidence.
Yeah, it was a massive game, and, you know, a lot of people have said it, but it's such an even comp, so it was a massive game for us. There's so many teams around us on the ladder, so it was really important. We got the result, and, you know, no doubt, they're always big to show down, so next week's going to be a huge one.
Now, Robbie, was it a frustrating evening for the whole team, though? Overall, it looked like guys were getting frustrated, and I suppose the coaching staff, too.
Yeah, it was a little bit. You know, we certainly didn't feel we played anywhere near our best footy, but, you know, sometimes you just got to grind out those results, and we're in front for most of the night, but, you know, it looked like it could slip away there at the end. So, yeah, we didn't play our best footy, and it was a bit frustrating, but, you know, to get the result, you know, good teams do that. You're not always going to be at your best, but you've got to find a way to win sometimes.
Yeah, how much time do you put in the pre-season to scenarios? You're a goal down with 56 seconds, I think it was, on the clock. We saw Amon and Pollack get it pretty aggressive on the wing. The backs streamed off the back of the square at the centre bounce. The setup just worked perfectly, and credit to the coaching staff and the players that were able to pull that off.
Yeah, a bit of noise in here, sorry, boys. We put a fair bit of work in. You know, those situations don't come up a whole lot, so and you don't practice them a whole lot, so it's a credit to the boys that they were able to, you know, set up really well, and, you know, the goal before that Youngie kicked, you know, gave us our chance to get the last one. So, and, you know, that was from our setup. So, you know, we got to get pretty aggressive there when we were a couple of points down. And then after that last goal, we had to, you know, get a bit defensive. So, like I said, it doesn't always happen, but, you know, it's pleasing to be able to execute when it does.
This is the match review. Thanks to Bro Hotels and our Adelaide Tools. We sell tools, not toys. Player of the night is Robbie Gray, who kicked the winning goal, which every footballer dreams of doing at some stage of their life. Hey, Robbie, has Ken had a chance to address you all yet?
Yeah, we had a brief chat. We're straight in there after the song, and you know, he was pretty pumped. You know, didn't say too much. I think he was just a bit relieved that we got the win. So, but he's very happy, so it's good.
And you know, if there were any injuries out of tonight's game, or do you look like you're all okay?
No idea, to be honest. We'll see how everyone pulls up, and yeah, I think everyone was alright. I didn't notice anyone that got hurt, so it's good.
All right. And what have the boys have been saying to you?
Oh, I don't know, it's been a bit of everything. So the boys are pretty excited. Like I said, massive win for us. So, you know, it's really good.
I just thought, before we let you go and enjoy the celebrations, it's important to do that. I thought Homsch and Pitter deserve a real special mention today. I just thought they were outstanding coming back into the side and showed how important they are to the best 22 at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, no doubt. They had a fair bit of experience for us down back, and, you know, they slotted back in really nicely. So, you know, they'll be better for the run, and, you know, no doubt they'll get better going forward, as will the rest of us.
Well, Robbie, you're our Adelaide Tools Player of the Night. We sell tools, not toys. You get a $100 voucher. What do you like? Are you a handyman? What do you think you'll be buying? A grinder?
Oh, I'm not much of a handyman at all. I'm a bit like Kane. So I might get myself a drill. I've just moved in a new house. I need to put a few things together, so maybe a drill of some sort. I wouldn't know how to use it, though.
Oh, well, it's nice to have one hanging up in the shed. Hey, congratulations, and well done to you and the boys. It looked like it was... Well, it looks like you've let it slip away, but that was a one of the closest finishes and most exciting ones you could ever see.
Yep, thanks, boys. Cheers, appreciate it.
There he is. You wouldn't want it in anyone else's hand. Well, maybe Hamish Hartley, because you know he's going to kick like a mule, but you could just see, assess the situation so quickly. He knew he had to get that little bit closer. You're pointing to your head, Timmy. He's
got a footy brain. You described it well. You just said you knew you had to get that extra step in.
And watch the replay as well. And Sebastian Ross will not want to turn up to the footy club on Monday. He's just had an absolute brain fade and let Robbie Gray with the clear passage towards goal. Always difficult playing on a superstar like that, but lack of body contact, and he's been a good player all year.